Goldman Sachs says oil is headed to $75 a barrel. But China is buying oil big time anyway, and that's not all it's buying. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. Goldman Sachs calls for $75 U.S. benchmark crude in the first quarter and in the first half of 2015. Well, oil closed at $81 yesterday after falling almost nonstop from $107 in June, so it's really not that much of a call. It's just an acknowledgement of reality for the most part, and it is a chance to revise Goldman Sachs' prior call, which was for $90 a barrel in the first quarter of the new year. China likes to buy things when they're cheap, and oil is one of those things. The Chinese government petroleum company is buying boatloads of oil in the spot market at prevailing prices. Its October purchases are already 12 times its average monthly purchases of the prior 3 months. Some speculate the oil is intended for China's strategic petroleum reserves, but it is also reasonable to assume that another motivation is that China wishes to convert a portion of its substantial dollar reserves into enduring forms of wealth. Because oil is not the only thing China likes to buy when it's cheap. Gold has long-standing support at about $1,180 an ounce, a low that has held three times since the summer of 2013. But China is not holding its breath, waiting for a chance to buy lower. Gold demand in China remains strong. By the way, for 2013, the numbers are in. Wholesale gold demand in China is reported to have almost doubled from 2012 levels. The reported 2,199 metric tons in gold uptake doesn't even include purchases by China's central bank. Strong demand is the story for gold in India as well. Gold smuggling there has risen to meet the booming demand. I have been describing a huge subterranean flow of gold away from the West for quite some time now. Subterranean because it is largely unnoticed in the financial media and among policymakers. But the impact will be huge and noticed by them all when all is said and done. Well, here is more evidence of that flow. The shipments of gold leaving Switzerland for India hit a record high already this year with 2 months left to go. 2.2 billion Swiss francs worth of gold moved in September alone, and almost 11 billion Swiss francs worth of gold left for India so far this year already. Gold shipments from Switzerland to China, Hong Kong, Thailand, and Singapore have all jumped as well. What about Russia, which should be considered a part of Western culture but is being driven by U.S. policy into Eastern alliances? Russia's central bank added a record 1.2 million ounces of gold to its reserves in September, bringing its holdings up to 37 million ounces. Russia's gold buying is clearly part of the same determined long-term monetary strategy as China's. Despite lower oil revenue and the hit that it has taken with U.S. sanctions, whatever the sacrifices it must make to buy gold, Russia has stayed the course, now with the largest monthly central bank purchase of gold ever. Another world monetary showdown between paper and gold is in the making. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.